Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and brothers and sisters that are tuned in. Lord, we thank you for your great love, your glory, your splendor that you reveal to us in your word, and we experience the wonders of your love. I thank you for your love has made us understand and take hold that one has died for all, therefore all have died. So we thank you, Lord, that as we've been touched by you, we can touch and encourage others. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 9, verse 19 to 23, and I read from the Message translation. Even though I am free of the demands and expectations of everyone, I voluntarily become a servant to any and all in order to reach a wide range of people, religious, non-religious, meticulous, moralists, loose-living immoralists, the defeated, the demoralized, whoever. I didn't take on their way of life. I kept my bearings in Christ, but I entered their world and tried to experience things from their point of view. I've become just about every sort of servant there is in my attempts to lead those I meet into a God-saved life. I did all this because of the message. I didn't just want to talk about it. I wanted to be in on it.
Hallelujah. I thank you. This message is the gospel. And it's wonderful. Yeah, we see Paul's heart. You know, his eyes have opened up. And so he's there to open other people's eyes up to the power of God, the power of his love, the power of his wisdom. But then we must always remember, go back to the next chapter, the first two verses, that if you just get knowledge and love doesn't come from it, you know, it's worthless. So it's so important. The love that we wake up to is the love we share. And that comes from God sharing his glory, sharing his splendor, sharing his word and his goodness to us. We then there to enlighten others. I think of the Old Testament where the Lord speaks to the Jews at that time, and he says that you've turned away from the fountain of life. So we find a fountain that brings us life, but this life is to nourish and encourage us, the fruits of the Spirit, the gift, the revelation, knowledge. It encourages us into understanding this amazing love, this amazing splendor, the amazing glory of the Lord, and then we're there to give it out to others. So that's what's so important. And that's why it also says, if you can't love yourself, how can you love others? So it's loving yourself, finding the love of God for yourself, and then that's the love of God you communicate and you share in word and in deed out there. And yeah, that turns us from being just religious and just talking high and puffed up and mighty things, but also then to walk the talk. I mean, we've got a life giver that's taken hold of us and he's walking with us so that we can walk together with him and enlighten and encourage and motivate those around us. So be blessed, be enlightened to love. That's the motivation. And when you love, you pursue peace with all men and holiness. Holiness is just always just getting more of God, drawing more closer to God to help in pursuing peace, because sometimes it's not easy pursuing peace, but that's our calling. And so we understand that, and so we pursue peace and more of God, holiness, separation unto him. And then we, beautiful promise goes on to say, and then we see God, because he says, if you don't pursue peace and holiness, you won't see the Lord. So you want to see him, you want to experience him. Amen. He reveals himself. He comes and he makes his home with those that love his word, according to John 14. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.